And thank you for joining the session today. So today I'll be discussing the results of a survey of employers in San Diego County to learn about the preventive services that they offer their employees through their worksite wellness programs and their employee health benefits. And I just want to acknowledge my co-authors that were also involved in this project, as well as our consultant who had recruited the employers and collected our data. Oh, sorry. Thanks. So I have no relationships to disclose, but I do have a disclaimer. So portions of this project's work involved the Community Transformation Grant, which was supported by CDC funding. So the findings and conclusions in this presentation do not necessarily represent the official position of the CDC. So these are the learning objectives for today's presentation. I'll be talking about the importance of worksites to provide access to preventive services, whether that's through their worksite wellness programs or their employee health benefits packages, and also talking about the gaps in the preventive services that they offer in order to identify opportunities to improve accessibility and availability to their employees. But before I go into the background of the project that this employer survey was a part of, I'd just like to give some background information on San Diego County. San Diego County is home to 3.1 million residents, and there are urban, suburban, and rural settings. We have 18 cities, with the largest being the city of San Diego, with 1.3 million residents. And we also have a large agricultural scene with over 6,000 small family farms. We share a border with Mexico, and we're a fairly large county, being about the same size as Connecticut. So on to the background of the project. In September of 2011, the County of San Diego received a Community Transformation Grant, and much of this funding was focused on implementing policy systems and environmental changes. One of the strategic directions for this grant was to increase the use of clinical and community services with the goal of controlling high blood pressure and high cholesterol and increasing access and demand for high-impact preventive services. So one of the interventions to meet this goal was to work with employers to enhance their preventive services that are in their health plan packages and their worksite wellness policies and programs. So just to talk about how worksite wellness was a fitting strategy in order to meet these goals, with the passage of the Affordability Care Act, worksite wellness programs are part of a national strategy to address the increase in chronic disease. And worksite wellness has a number of potential strategies for both employees and employers. So in addition to improving health status and lowering health costs, worksite wellness can help to improve job satisfaction, reduce employee absenteeism, enhance employee productivity, and improve recruitment and retention of employees. So since our target population was working adults in the County of San Diego, I just wanted to provide some health information for this population. There are over 1.3 million adults within the County of San Diego that are employed full-time. And of these adults, almost 1 in 5 have been diagnosed with high blood pressure, 67,000 have been diagnosed with diabetes, 61,000 have been told that they have pre- or borderline diabetes. And these are, the 61,000, they have not been diagnosed with diabetes, so. And 1 in 5 are obese. So these are the groups that we would have the potential of impacting by focusing on work sites. So one of the first questions that we wanted to answer is what preventive services are already offered to employees in San Diego County. Finding out what's already out there and what employees already have access to would help us get a sense of the opportunities for improvement and what we could actually help employers with. So in order to answer this question, we developed a survey, and we used modified questions from a number of tools, including the CDC Worksite Health Scorecard, the Check for Health tool from the California Department of Public Health, the Heart Check tool from the New York State Department of Health, in order to develop a 49-item survey covering 10 topic areas. And although a focus of this tool was to gather information on preventive services specifically for the control of high blood pressure and high cholesterol, we also asked about additional worksite wellness topics such as lactation, tobacco use, physical activity, and nutrition. So we hired a consultant, Nashen Associates, to administer this survey, and they used convenience and snowball sampling. Snowball sampling is when survey participants recruit potential participants from amongst their acquaintances. And between July and September of 2013, 120 employees 120 employers took the survey. And the majority of these employers were large employers, so they had over 500 employees. So on to the results. So this is what our sample, This is what our sample looks like in terms of industry area. So you can see the majority of employers in our sample are involved in the services industry, and this includes accommodation and food services, educational services, professional scientific and technical services, and healthcare and social assistance. And the largest percentage of employers within the services industry were involved in healthcare and social assistance. So how this compares to employers in San Diego County, our sample underrepresented the retail and real estate industries, and it overrepresented transportation, finance, and marketing. But the majority of employers in San Diego County are within the services industry. So we asked employers about the services that are included in their employees' health insurance benefits, and the vast majority indicated that coverage included clinical preventive services and tobacco cessation services. Also, 99% reported that coverage included emotional well-being services. And this makes sense, as recommended preventive services were incorporated into most healthcare plans with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. We also asked employers if they have agreements with their health insurance providers to conduct health screenings on site, and less than half indicated that they do. We asked employers if the worksite provides coverage for preventive and rehabilitation services for specific chronic diseases, so for heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and lung disease. And 78 to 81% indicated that they do offer coverage, with 8% saying that the coverage that they offer is limited. 7 to 8% indicated that they don't offer coverage, and an additional 2% that don't offer coverage indicated that they had plans to do so. Employers were also asked if the worksite provides easy access to specific employee health screenings at least once a year, and easy access was defined as free or at reasonable cost. Sorry, I'm a little slide happy. So the majority of employers report that they do provide easy access to these health screenings at least once a year, with 36 to 44% offering these services on site. About a quarter of employers do not provide access to these screenings, and an additional 6 to 8% indicated that they have plans to offer these in the future. We also asked worksites if they provide access to other preventive services as well. And while the majority of employers indicated that they offer access to physical activity and fitness programs, which include classes, workshops, and special events, the majority do not provide access to lifestyle counseling and monitoring for chronic diseases, nutrition education and weight management programs, and emotional well-being screenings, although 8 to 15% indicated that they have plans to provide access to these services. So these results showed us where there was potential to move the needle in terms of increasing availability and access for preventive services. Although the majority of employers offered coverage for chronic disease prevention and rehabilitation services, as well as annual employee health screenings, 8% felt that their coverage was limited, and 16 to 18 offered screenings off-site. So we could work with these employers to provide more comprehensive coverage and to see if they could offer some of these screenings on-site, in order to increase access and utilization of from their employees. The majority of employers also did not provide preventive services for counseling and monitoring for chronic diseases, nutrition and weight management programs, and emotional health, emotional well-being screenings. So we could work with, but 18 to 15% indicated that they had plans to do so. So we could work with these employers to implement and realize some of those plans to offer access to these services. There were a number of limitations for this assessment. Responses were self-report from health resource managers, worksite wellness coordinators, and other staff that were deemed most appropriate by the worksite to answer the survey. So some of the respondents may not have been aware of the specific preventive services within their worksite wellness programs and employee health benefits, so this would have affected our results. Also, convenience and snowball sampling is another limitation. So this sample is not representative of the universe of employers in San Diego County. Survey fatigue is another limitation, as our survey was almost 50 items. Respondents may have needed to research their organization's policies and programs in order to answer these questions, so it may have been difficult for some to complete it in one setting. We were also not able to complete information on employee awareness and use of preventive services. So even though a worksite may provide access to screenings or to worksite wellness programs, if the employees aren't aware of it or if there are other barriers such as cultural and linguistic barriers, that would affect their utilization of these programs. So the results of this survey were used to recruit a smaller group of employers into the Live Well at Work program. And through this program, worksites would receive technical assistance and resources in order to implement and enhance worksite wellness programs, policies, and their employee benefits packages. So we contracted with the University of California, San Diego Center for Community Health, and they were able to use these assessment results in order to identify and recruit worksites that had indicated that they were interested in receiving technical assistance. Unfortunately, due to early termination of grant funding, what we were able to provide these worksites through the Live Well at Work program under CTG funding was limited to providing resources and tools. And just to talk a bit about the continuing efforts for worksite wellness in San Diego County, with funding from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Education Grant, also known as SNAPED, our contractor has been working with businesses that employ SNAPED eligible businesses, our contractor has been working with SNAPED eligible businesses to develop policies and programs and implement supports for healthy eating and physical activity. So they're really focusing on more upstream prevention with these behavior changes. And SNAPED eligible businesses are those where 50% or more of employees are making less than $13.79 an hour. Also recently, this past September, the County of San Diego was awarded with funding under CDC's Cooperative Agreement 1422, also known as the State and Local Public Health Actions to Prevent Obesity, Diabetes, Heart Disease, and Stroke. So under this grant, we'll be working with employers in the City of San Diego to increase coverage for evidence-based lifestyle programs for employees that have been diagnosed with prediabetes or at risk for type 2 diabetes. So that concludes my presentation, and if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. That's a good question. So we found that the employers that are within the health services industry tended to be kind of ahead of the game. They had a lot of worksite wellness programs to offer, and they were actually the most enthusiastic to receive tools and resources, which is interesting because, you know, they didn't seem like the ones that needed it the most. So, I mean, with the passage of the Affordability and Care Act, certain preventive services are put into the health plans. So, you know, some of those services include screening for obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. So, we expect that they would be offering those services, but we don't know if they have grandfathered plans. Also, some work sites indicated that they provide these screenings through, like, their worksite wellness health fairs, but they don't have, like, a copy of their health insurance benefits to be able to say, yes, they do offer this screening. Or we weren't able to get copies of the tools that they use for screening. For example, if they're doing emotional well-being screenings, what those look like. So it really was, you know, based on self-report.
Whether some of these services
No, we didn't ask when they started implementing these services. Any other questions? Thank you.